please, Pat.
Carlisle.
Here.
Kubish.
Here.
McClory. Murray.
Here.
Reynolds.
And I guess add it to the record that we don't know why Mr. Reynolds is not here at this point.
But if I could have a motion to excuse John.
I'm motion to excuse John.
I'll second it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And I'm assuming you're here for the item on the agenda.
Yes, sir.
So there's no citizens to comment on non-agenda items.
How about approval of the minutes?
Oh, can I get away with skipping that?
Mm.
I'm motion to approve them if everybody's ready.
Second.
Thanks, Bob.
Any discussion? All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Now can we go to correspondence?
Sure.
Other than Mr. Haggard.
Nope. We did have a few just general questions as far as what the request was, but nothing official otherwise.
Okay. Okay. Under, I think this is probably the maintenance person. Under new business is a variance request for 409 Bay Street. I'll open the public hearing and ask Pat for his comments.
Sure, I can just give a bit of background for the request at 409 Bay Street. It is located in the Waterfront Residential District, approximately 9,800 square feet in size, bounded by Bay Street to the north, Lake Charlevoix to the south, and then the adjacent properties are similarly zoned, Waterfront Residential, also privately owned. As far as the request itself, the Waterfront Residential District does require a 15-foot setback from the rear lot line, which in this case is adjacent to Bay Street. The site plan indicates a request for a 3-inch rear yard setback or 14 feet 9 inches of relief from the 15-foot rear yard setback. I did do a review of relevant cases in the area for Bay Street itself. Most recently at 541 Bay Street, you may recall that there was a request for 13 feet of relief from the rear yard setback. Similarly, the request was due to the topography of the area on the rear of the property, steep coming down from Bay Street. Additionally, there are two other requests that were approved further back, one at 545 Bay Street in 2010 for 14 foot 6 inch relief from the 15 yard setback, and then again in 92 and 91 for the same property at 549 Bay Street. Also a that was when a 20 foot setback was required, but also relief from that rear yard setback. Again, I did mention the topography, just a little bit more detail there. The property is steep on the north half of the property, sloping from north to south, a bit more gradual on the southern half near Lake Charlevoix. Also unique to this property, a home was demolished in May of 2017. Subsequently, the parcel was reconfigured to its current dimensions. And following that demolition, the existing lakefront deck and concrete boat ramp remained in place, and those are shown on both the survey and the area map provided. Just in summary, again, a vacant waterfront lot requesting 14 foot 9 inches of relief from the required 15 foot rear yard setback. Did include the application from David and Darlene Wade, with Eric Render from Render Construction speaking on their behalf tonight. Also a survey, parcel description, rendering of the proposed home, both a street side view with the, showing the garage, and a lakeside view showing the walkout. There's also a site plan included showing the proposed layout, and then also showing that topography, again, steep coming from Bay Street, working its way south toward the lake. And an area map outlining the proposed or the approximate parcel lines in blue. And I guess moving forward from there, I'd be happy to try and answer any questions. Otherwise, as I mentioned, Mr. Render is here on behalf of the client to answer questions more specific to the site plan.
Okay. Could we have your name and relationship for the record, please?
Sure. Eric Render, R-E-N-D-E-R, of Render Construction. And I am a home builder working with David and Darlene Wade. In pursuit of a proposed new residence on the property.
Okay. And would you care to make any comments?
Sure. I mean, I think given the justification of the easement on Bay Street and the topography, it seems as though this issue's come up in the past. And, you know, I've worked with Patrick in the office just to get a you know, parameters of what we could and couldn't ask for, and tried to design the home to fit within the building envelope with that variance. There was really no way to get it to fit in, you know, within the lot from waterfront setback and rear yard setback otherwise.
Will this become their permanent home?
I think it will be. I don't know if it'll be their primary residence. They reside in the Detroit area, but they do spend a considerable amount of time here. They actually have owned a condominium less than a quarter mile down the street since 2002, and plan to sell that if this home can be built.
Okay. Any board questions?
The only thing I ask about Pat and Bob was, if it happened to come up, is it the variance at least smallest? This was tilted. I don't know why they didn't take advantage of the southwest, but that's not my concern. If it was tilted, it would be less here, a little more down here. It's not a concern to me.
But they're right up against
that's,
the
that's the reason they couldn't turn it, was the waterfront setback.
Then that's the answer. Yeah. Okay. All right, thanks.
How do you handle, how do all eight residents handle the amount of drainage that you must have to contend with coming up over that hill from the road and so forth? Is that a... You must have some special way of doing it.
Oh, sure.
What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, essentially with the steep bluff from Bay Street down to like the basement level of this lot, I mean, there'll be a substantial amount of fill on the uphill side or the rear side of the house brought in, all clean fill sand and then drain tile around the perimeter of the building. Spillway on the driveway, that kind of thing. But part of the goal is to get the main floor of the house up as close as possible to Bay Street, to minimize the amount of angle, you know, to the house from the street.
Seems to be a smart play. It's good for the lake. Yeah.
Do you know approximately the square footage of, you know, what is shown, if you will?
The footprint of the home?
Including the garage?
The home itself is about 1,400 feet, and the garage is 500 and change, so 1,900 feet total.
Okay. Yep. I wasn't so lazy, I could have figured it out.
That's pretty close.
Any other questions from the board?
I don't have any, Pat.
What's that?
Okay.
Draft minutes.
Yeah, that one's from last time.
Well, all right.
Here, Patrick, I'll read off yours.
Yeah.
Anyway,
did he get it?
That's okay. We can share here.
There
you are.
On the back of the picture.
There you go. Thank you.
My wife. wife got me all in a scissor before I, just before I came, so I'll claim that for a...
Mine tried to do the same.
Well, mine went to the chiropractor, and she's driving a vehicle with 150,000 miles on it. And if you lock the ignition and then turn the steering wheel, it will lock the key.
Oh, boy.
And she couldn't figure out how to get it unlocked, so I had to go get it unlocked for her. But anyway, general findings of fact. The property is owned by David and Darlene Wade. The property is identified as 1505117002-10. The property is in a waterfront residential district. The property is current.
Sorry about that.
The property currently includes an existing waterfront deck and concrete boat launch. Access it to the property is provided by Bay Street, which is a public road that bounds the north side of the parcel. The adjacent properties to the north, east, and west are zoned waterfront residential district. Lake Charlevoix bounds the parcel to the south. The property is not irregularly shaped. The topography of the parcel or the property is steep on the northern half of the property, sloping from north to south and gradually sloping on the southern half toward the lakeshore. The property is approximately 9,869 square feet. The minimum lot area in waterfront residential district is 5,445 square feet. Going on other findings of fact, in hearing and deciding appeals for variances, the board shall adhere to the following criteria for determining whether or not practical difficulties and or unnecessary hardships exist. Requiring the owner to comply with the regulations governing areas, setback, frontage, height, bulk density, or other non-use requirements would unreasonably prevent the owner from using the property for the permitted purpose or would render conformity with such regulations unnecessarily burdensome. Comments, guys?
I don't have a problem with the variance request at all. So regarding this, I guess what would you say? No.
Patrick, just to sum it up, maybe we can cut through this a little faster. Is there anything that is materially different in this particular request than the other ones we've seen and worked pretty hard on?
I mean, outside of the uniqueness of each property,
yes, exactly.
Certainly I think the request is similar with similar reasoning.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking at a steep slope coming from Bay Street and requiring that 15-foot setback then also pushes it closer to the waterfront setback as well. So, you know, in turn, looking at a steeper driveway, a smaller building envelope, you know, similar type situations. This lot would be, I believe, a bit smaller than some of the rest moving west that we've looked at in the past. So, you know, kind of shrinking that envelope a bit more.
And it allows direct access to the garage, right?
Sure. Certainly, yes. Similar, again, to the properties, I guess, along working your way west from here along Bay Street.
But I guess I feel like that at 1,900 square feet, they're not trying to build the mansion that some people build.
Well, right. And you know, you're automatically losing, you know, 35 by however wide with the of the lot itself with the waterfront setback. So, you know, like I said, kind of just that shrinking building envelope, not to say that you couldn't build a smaller home, but again, your driveway is forced to your ingress and egress is forced to be much steeper unless that area is completely filled.
Not very practical in the winter time.
Yeah, I mean, I think the last thing that anybody would want is somebody to have to do a hole shot out of their garage to get out of the Bay Street and kind of shoot out their blind.
So the allowance here, the answer would be yes. Number one
is, if I to refresh my memory, is Bay Street not, maybe that's not the way to state it, but pushing the limits of its right-of-way to north side?
It is located substantially further north in the right-of-way than center.
And it would not be too practical to, in a sense, to center it.
Bay Street? No, yeah. I think the reason for the location is likely due to the existing topography.
So, I guess going back to the general findings of fact, I would like to maybe add a comment about the location of Bay Street in the general findings of fact. Any objections?
Not at all, Pat.
Okay. And I don't see any negative comments on item one?
No, sir.
Okay, the variance granted is the smallest variance necessary to do substantial justice to the owner as well as other property owners?
Yes.
I can agree with that. How about you, Bob?
I'm fine.
Okay, the variance can be granted in such a fashion that the spirit of the ordinance will be observed and public safety and welfare secured. I think the point that the gentleman made about launching out of the garage in the wintertime, that the variance would probably improve public safety.
Just on that note, Pat, you know, it knocks down on having to grade, push snow, push additional dirt, salt, sand, whatever, down toward the lake, because everything, you know, gravity's relative. And I think this whole thing is just so in line with the rest of the variances that we've already approved. This is just the right thing to do.
Right. The need for the variance is not self-created.
Were these owners the same owners who reconfigured the lots? Not terribly important at this point.
Yes.
They did.
They did.
What did they do? Buy two parcels in some way?
No, it was one parcel.
It was one?
Yep.
What's the reconfiguration about then?
They split it.
Ah.
But the other parcel is to the east, is that correct?
West.
West. Oh, okay. So they chose the narrower one.
They did.
Okay. Anything else, Bob?
Nope.
The need for the variance is due to unique circumstances of the property itself and not due to general conditions in the area or circumstances related to the owner personally or others residing on the property.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, I guess I would say that the topography, in a sense, pushes it that way.
I'd agree with that.
Okay. Someone care to make a motion?
I move to grant the variance as presented.
Oh, I want to make one point. The setback is measured from the drip line.
I understand that.
Okay. Okay.
Then I'll second the motion.
Roll call, Pat.
Carlisle.
Yes.
Kubish.
Yes.
Murray.
Yes.
Okay.
Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
When do you start construction?
This fall.
Yeah.
Hope to get it all good in.
Yes, sir.
If you, you know, Pat handed this, and if you want to leave, you're more than welcome to.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, Eric.
Nice to meet you. Good luck.
Housekeeping, if you will.
Yeah, understood. I'm on a planning commission in the township I live in, but I get it.
Okay. You know, this handout from Mitka Myers, Pat handed out the last time we met, and in there are a couple of different takes on how the questions about providing a variance goes, you know, with a little bit different twist than what our ordinance says. And I asked Pat to put it in this packet to kind of kick it around to see if you guys thought that these might be easier to live with, and if so, we could make a recommendation to planning to consider it for change to our ordinance.
What specifically are you referring to?
Well, on the second page, down it says, write the standards for the variance in a matter which is understandable to the Zoning Board of Appeals and the public. And I think that corresponds to item one on our general findings of fact.
Is it yes or is it no? Yeah, right.
Pardon me?
Well, that was my question tonight. At first, I wanted to answer it no. It was a little, you know, it kind of just confused me for a second.
And that one is the one we seem to struggle with the most.
And they should have been minimal sample.
And then the self-created would be in that same paragraph, if you will, or section, the self-created one is.
This is an outgrowth, if you will, from earlier conversations where there was something very confusing, and we made the verbal recommendation to the Planning Commission to look at it. Are we simply validating that now? Is that the point?
No, I don't remember that way.
What was it a year ago in December?
I think that was on some definition in the ordinance that was in conflict.
Right, we were looking at the setback required for accessory buildings that front on an alley, and the ordinance contradicted itself, and we did refer that back to the Planning Commission, and they subsequently made those changes.
Okay, so this is basically a new topic that's of the valid.
But we sat here, you know, meeting after meeting and chew on these two questions.
Right.
And I just wondered, you know, this language seemed a little more
specific? No.
No, a little more usable than what we have. I guess, for lack of a better word, usable might not be the rest one. But, you know.
If we affirm your point, would it simply be a question of referring our feeling on this back to the Planning Commission?
Correct.
For action, if you will, at their discretion? Is that's all there is to it, really?
Right.
Nothing we can do with it?
Nothing you could do officially as far as an amendment, but you could certainly recommend specific language if you felt so necessary.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
And when I, you know, when I read those two, I thought that was, I guess, somewhat better than what we're working with.
How would you word a recommendation to the Planning Commission? to review and possibly...
Well, to take a look at the language in this handout, if you will, and consider similar language for our ordinance.
That's not giving them a reason, but they ought to be able to figure it out.
Well, the reasoning is, I don't know how I would say it, but that the...
Common sense?
Well, that almost any request you could put in the self-created category. You know, there's a few that don't fall into that, but most of us do. And the first one, you could almost always say that that says you've got to say no to it, you know?
Right. It's a stumbler.
And I think that, you know, what the language that they use there is what would you...
She says it's amplified and clarified.
There you go.
I don't know. Well, maybe it is clear and more specific. I don't know, amplified.
Certainly the question could be posed to the Planning Commission that, you know, do they find... Do they find the requirements clear? And if not, are there specific amendments that could be made?
That's a nice way of saying it.
Taking into account, you know, what I guess what is outlined here in the bulletin itself, I guess I hesitate to be that vague with the Planning Commission. Typically, it's nice to have... some staff develop language, and propose that rather than trying to work through. But certainly we can take it however you'd like to see that forwarded on, because the Planning Commission is going to ultimately work through that language and make those recommendations for an official amendment to the zoning ordinance.
And they have every right to amend what you suggest.
Oh, right. Certainly.
Yeah,
yes.
They're the ultimate author.
Yes.
Well, I don't want to sound rude, but our reason is because of this repetitive stumbling through question one
and four.
A stumbling reasoning.
Right.
Process through one and four.
Should we make a motion to stick you with it?
Well, what I could do, I guess one of two things. Either we can, I could put together some proposed language and bring it back to this board for review, make sure that we would be comfortable with that, and then forward it to the Planning Commission as a request. That said, we could also have the Planning Commission, ultimately they're going to do the review anyway, review and see if they are comfortable with the existing language. Also, you know, given the kind of the back request from the ZBA to review it, because some of these, are a little cumbersome. So
I would do it that way, because it's going to be their ultimate language.
It is, yes.
And they're smart people. They know. And I think they know what you were driving at.
So I think I'd be happy to work with the planning director, with Scott McPherson, on that. Ultimately, it's going to be... work its way through onto it as an agenda item, or at the very least discussion, and we can go from there.
Okay. But like I say, I personally like the language in this handout.
Sure.
It would help us a lot if we had something quite similar.
Okay.
So.
How long does it take for this to be deliberated and then come back, Patrick?
Well, typically the process would be having that initial discussion with the Planning Commission, then they would recommend that staff develop language for review. So at another meeting, at that meeting, if they're comfortable with that language, setting a public hearing, and then you'd work through the process of, you know, that third meeting for the public hearing, approving the language there, forwarding it to the City Commission, and then they have a first and second reading. So typically, it's a good, I would say minimum 3 months, probably closer to four or five.
Six.
Yeah. But that's it's really only because it's, you know, a once monthly meeting, and then you do have to have two readings at minimum 1 month apart at the city commission as well. So, you know, it's just kind of one of those things where 4 months is going to be probably your minimum. But I'm certainly happy to work through that and see if we can find something that's amenable to everyone.
Should we make a motion, or?
I think just the recommendation is enough to move, because really it's just, I mean, the ordinance is reviewed throughout the year with amendment requests and that sort of thing. So I think that can be relatively easy to move forward.
Okay. I would recommend that. I see three head shakes.
Yeah, I think it'll make life easier.
I agree.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. You don't have any reports, I don't think?
For good of the order?
No, reports. Yeah, we'll go to good of the order.
Okay, excuse me.
I don't have anything, no.
Okay.
Could we get an updated list of
sure.
members? Most of these have expired, or they say they expired. I know they've been reviewed in the 2015
range. I will email them out.
And did you have my go to the order?
Yeah. This is my last ZBA meeting.
Uh-oh.
My house sold immediately, and we've got to be out by September 28th. We're closing on that day, so then I got to be gone here by the first part of October.
So you're looking to move out of town?
Well, I've been looking at other options, and so far all I come up with was some drainage problems, some roofing problems, and I really didn't want to get into that again, somebody else's place. So for right now, we're going to head to South Florida. Yeah. Look, this goes back to high school days, okay? Everybody was in everybody's wedding. There's already six of them down there. My wife's been going down there for the last 20 years with her mom. I'm the only one that, I worked down there and went to boot camp and everything, I know. So I just, I've been pretty stubborn. I like my wood furnace. But now I'm going, and the house is just, you know, it's taken me the last, 22 months here to renovate everything. And the guy from Grosse Pointe likes it.
Well, we will surely miss you.
Well, thanks, Pat. I don't know how many people are going to miss me, but I'm glad you will.
I think you've been a big asset to this board.
You've been on it maybe 4 years, 5 years?
Nine?
Really?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Really?
Almost. You know, I really would have liked to have made 10. I really would have, but it's just, I'm out of time. So I thank every one of you. And
thank you.
Went in and told Scott today that I was supposed to be it. So.
Okay, well.
Oh, and one other issue. Jeez. With the help of Mr. Kilkenny, I got my citizen planning certificate.
Good.
And then I got credit for two of the courses I took towards my master's, so that I have a time frame here where I could do the study guide, complete the test, and then make a presentation, a 20-minute presentation, and I could finish my master's.
There you go.
Go for it.
Well, I don't know what they're going to have in Florida. That's pretty unregulated down there with 87,000 alligators and what is it, Julie?
Okay.
So, thanks again, everybody.
Well, like I said, we will definitely miss you. Next meeting is scheduled for October 2nd. Do you see anything on the horizon?
Not currently, no. However, there are a couple of undeveloped lots in this immediate area that I know are either for sale, have sold. So I wouldn't be surprised to see something similar to this in the near future.
In the waterfront area?
Right. Specifically on Bay Street. Okay. There's the lot immediately to the west and then one a bit further. So I know that there are folks talking about development in those areas, but I don't have anything official.
Okay. Well, motion for adjournment?
So moved.
I'll second that motion.
Meeting's adjourned.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.